The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Key Marine Center.
You're going to need a bigger boat.
It can buy me a boat. I don't know if I can sing that song right, but I can put some money out.
Yeah, we could try it. I can auto-tune you a little bit.
Yeah, you might be able to tune it up a little bit for me. I tune boats, you tune voices.
Hey, right? There we go.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know my buddy Jeremy, he does the music ministry at our church, and mm-hmm. he Marcus tunes Point. People up all the time, I guess, you know, so yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep.
So yeah, you are listening to Boat Smart. It is a call-in show. You can call us at 850-437-1620. You can call or text that number, 850-437-1620. Maybe you have a question about your boat. Maybe you're interested in getting ready to buy a boat. Maybe it's boating season is starting. We're starting to see some boat shows coming up. We get the Wharf Boat Show is coming up in a few weeks. We're going to be over there with the students. We'll talk about that more a little bit when we get closer to that. That's a great boat show over at the Wharf in Orange Beach. Boats are in the water, boats on land, boats everywhere. So they've got boats and all kinds of accessories. And if you're interested in a boat that you want to purchase, a boat show is always a great opportunity to go out and check out all kinds of boats. You may not know what you want to do yet, so go out there and sit in them, go for a ride, look at them, and try to decide what you want. Boat shows are a great opportunity to do that, and we'll talk about that more as we get closer to the boat show time. Boat Smart is sponsored by Key Marine Center of Northwest Florida. Key Marine located at 5621 Bower Road here in Pensacola. I don't know what happened to me there. I think my brain stopped for just a second. So that's out there on Bower Road here in Pensacola, 850-492-0487. KeyMarineCenter.com is the website. Yamaha and Mercury engines in stock ranging from 9.9 to 200 horsepower. Key Marine, your Yamaha, Mercury, and Suzuki Repower Center. Key Marine specializes in service and repair on all Yamaha, Mercury, Suzuki, and MerCruiser product. And you can also check them out on Facebook as well. So I am the Marine instructor over at Georgetown Technical College. Georgetown located at 2400 Longleaf Drive here in Pensacola. GeorgetownCollege.edu. Check out that chat feature. That reminds me, I got one on there I got to check, and I had somebody send a chat to me the other day. I got to check it out, give them a call back, and that's a great way to get a hold of myself or other people out at Georgetown, the counselors, maybe financial aid, or any other program out there at Georgetown. That's GeorgetownCollege.edu. It's a nice website. It gives you all our programs and program hours and that stuff on there, so it's just a great site to go to and check them out. So yeah, we've been busy this week. I took on two new students on Monday, and anytime I take on new students, as we have students come into my classroom, it seems to get busier and busier, you know, and the last few weeks I've been talking about how much shop time I've had, and so when I get new students, I tend to transition more back into the classroom atmosphere where I'm lecturing and talking and that kind of stuff, So my two new students started on Monday, and by the time we hit Tuesday, about halfway through, I was weaning them into the computers and doing their safety work and the introductions to the Yamaha and Mercury program. So they are well on their way to making a good, fast start in my classroom. So that started to work out really well for us as we transition the new students into the classroom. I'm also starting a new student on Monday. So now I've got back-to-back. This is not something I normally do. Typically, we start students the first of the month if we have openings. We've changed it now. I believe we're doing it every few months, every quarter or something like that. And now I have a student that's starting on Monday, and that student is already behind because we've been moving forward with the other students. So what happened there, and this is, you know, I want my listeners to understand that, like I said, I don't normally do this kind of thing. But a counselor came down to my classroom on Wednesday, and she said, "Hey, Mr. Schmidt, would you be willing to take another student on, you know, into your classroom? Have somebody that really wants to get into your class?" And I'm like, "Okay, well, let's talk about it and see when they wants to start and everything." So I got his information, and I said, "Any chance he can come by and talk to me?" She said, "Well, let's figure that out." So she made a phone call, and a student came that evening, and stopped by the class and talked to me. And so I could just lay out, you know, the facts, right? The facts are you're behind already. You're coming into my class, right? And so I explained that to him and told him that he's going to have to fast track a little bit, do some homework and kind of stuff. And if he's willing to do that, you know, I'm willing to pull him into the class and get him started. So we're going to get him started on Monday, and already prep my new students for that as well. Because, you know, when you get started, you don't want to have to stop and go, that kind of thing. And I tell my students all the time, I don't really like to repeat myself. So you need to be in class, right, and be there. So when I do talk, you can hear me and we can move forward. So, again, this is unusual. But, you know, my heart of hearts wants to help people. Right. Yeah. I want to make our program successful. So we get him in there, and we're going to train him up, and we're going to work with him and get him started in the class on Monday and make that happen. So it'll be a little rough for the first week or two, but we're going into spring break in a few weeks anyway. So I'll take a break then and a breather, and then we'll right back at it again. So so I'm excited about that, and looking forward to a new student coming in. Again, we've been so busy this week. I want to congratulate Colton. Colton is our student of the month this month, and people listen to my show, they know that every month we give away a student of the month for Marine Service Technology class. And these students are voted on by other students in the class, by their peers. And I think that's pretty cool, because a lot of times when I see the student of the month answers, what I say is I want you to vote for a person in your class, a student in your class, a fellow classmate that that you feel like has stood above other students. And then I'd like for you to write a short paragraph or a few words of why you're voting for the student of the month. And it's just so good to see how other students view other students. You know, I see my view, right, and what I see and teaching them and my take on where they are in the classroom and stuff. But when you see other people that are saying good things about other people, that lifts you up, right? And it makes you feel good about what you're doing, because other people see it as well, you know. And a lot of times the comments kind of combine into one big comment, because they're all kind of saying the same thing, you know. Well, this student really works hard. This student has really improved. All these things, they're very helpful. You're just giving you some quotes of this student and other students that have been student of the month. And it's just good to see that, you know, and for students to be willing to say that and publicly say that about other students, I just think it's great. And I think it helps my class become, one big family unit in learning, you know, in the Marine Service industry. So that's really cool. And congratulations to Colton for that. And we have another inline certification. That Tuesday, Clayton got our inline certification, and this is a first for us. This is a student who is dual enrolled, so he's still in high school. And now he has an inline certification with Yamaha, and he's going to be working on his V6 certification with Yamaha and come back next year as a full-time student in my class. So congratulations to Clayton for that. He's given us a first. I like the first that come through, you know, and the things that we can celebrate with Clayton getting that inline. So that's very good for Clayton. It's good for class. It's good for Yamaha, because that's what the industry is just, you know, wanting younger people that are willing to get out there and work hard and do that. And Clayton's one of them guys that just digs in. And he's also one I talked about a few weeks ago. I got to slow him down a little bit.
Right.
You know, we talked about
excited.
That. Right. Too excited. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Slow him down a little bit. And one of my new students said, he comes in, I'm talking to my new students, and he said, "I listened to your show the other day, and I'm trying to slow down already," you know? So, but that's a good thing, to be excited, and congratulations to Clayton. for that inline certification, and he's going to move forward and do the V engine certification as well. So again, this is a call-in show. You can call us or text us 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the phone number. I like to talk about to my students about, you know, the show, and sometimes they give me input, but hey, Mr. Schmidt, you should talk about this or you should talk about that. And I sometimes I think it's comical, and sometimes I think, wow, this is really, you know, learning in aspects that I don't see, or, you know, the students are learning things that we don't, not really not in my curriculum kind of situation, you know. So I was asking last night about my show. I said, you know, I don't know what we're going to, I don't know what I'm going to talk about. Usually I think about it in the morning, you know, when I'm sitting at drinking my coffee, I'll start writing down notes about my show and thinking about my week and stuff.
Kind of so, like me, yeah.
Yeah, you know, just get in there and just do it. I usually do about 30 minutes before I come down here, and I get everything wrote out, printed out, you know, just little notes and stuff so I could talk about whatever. And that reminds me, if you want to talk about whatever, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620 is the number. Maybe you have a question about my program or other programs out at Georgetown Tech, or maybe entering the workforce, or you have a question about your boat, give us a call or text. But Amelia last night, she says, Mr. Schmidt, this is what you should tell your listeners. Don't work on your own boat. Don't work on your own boat.
Definitely.
And you know, yeah, and it's really, when you think about that, and the reason she said that is because, and we're cutting up with the customer too. He says, I'm giving you stuff for your show, he says, right? So he says, you could do a whole year on my show, on my boat, on your show, right?
Yeah.
So this customer has, you know, good attitude and stuff, but he's a school teacher in the district, and he has a boat in there. So I'm not going to completely throw him under the bus, right? So Amelia's been working on his boat, but it seems like everything this customer touches, we have to fix, you know? And it's just in a way comical, because she's been fixing everything that he's been breaking, and she's almost tired of working on the boat, right? Yeah. And it's become a major challenge, you know, fixing the stuff that he breaks. So she says, please tell them not to work on their boat. And I'm not going to tell you not to do that. What you should do is you should listen to my show and get some tips for working on your boat, or better yet, come to school and learn how to work on your boat. And we're more than happy to teach you, you know, the very basics of working on your own boat. So you could do that as well. But, you know, a lot of times people that do not have the experience can get in there and mess things up worse than what you had before you started, right? And I don't know that the technicians that are working on the boats, they get aggravated with the customer in a way, but, you know, my thinking is, wow, got more work, right? We can make a little more money off this person because they're breaking everything. But I just think it's good that she sees the fact that if you're not experienced and you really don't know what you're looking at or touching, you probably shouldn't be doing that type of work on your boat, because it's going to be costly, right? So my recommendation would be take it to the experts, take it to Key Marine, take it to somebody that knows what they're doing, and that way they can do it correctly the first time. And in the long run, it's not going to cost you near as much money as it would have if you'd have touched it, if you would have done it on your own and messed more things up. So that's what Amelia's tip was for this week, was just tell them, don't work on your own boat. Get somebody that knows what they're doing to work on it for you. And in the long run, you're going to save some money. So that's what her point was about that. So
that's an excellent point and advice that everybody should follow.
Yeah, yeah.
Definitely.
Save some money there.
Yeah. We do have a caller.
All right. Let's take it.
We have Charles. Charles, are you with us?
Hey, Charles.
Yes, I am here.
Hey, good morning.
This is Charles Prendergast. How are you doing?
Doing great. How are you doing, Charles? Charles is, I know you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you're one of my previous students. Hey, Charles, what's going on?
I'm doing well. I was listening to the show today and heard you talking about, you know, others working on their boat, and I'm actually going through that problem myself right now.
Okay.
It's one thing to, you know, change the spark plugs or, you know, do some minor stuff. But when they start diving into, you know, putting in accessories or, you know, GPS units, it starts to get a little messy. So I always advise people to you know, you should if you really have to do it, but you know, if you can wait for me to come, I would much rather prefer that.
Right. Charles, tell us a little bit about you. You were one of my students. How long ago have you been out of my program? I can't. Everything just kind of bleeds into each other.
About a year now.
Okay.
I've been out for about a year.
Okay.
When I left, I started working in the diesel environment with my father-in-law, Mike's Marine and Diesel Repair. And just recently, I started JP Marine Service to focus on outboards.
Okay. That sounds great. So you were actually part-time in my class. So you have the honor of being the longest-term student in my entire class. I think you were there for 15 years. Is that about right?
Close to that.
I think it was a little over 2.5 or 3 years. It was there for a while. But he was part-time.
It was right under three.
Yeah, great. Yep. Charles, I can tell my listeners, you were a go-getter. So when you came into class, you always stayed, you know, involved in what was going on. So as part-time goes, you were my most successful part-time student, and you're doing well out in the field now. And that's just great. So you agree with me on that. Just kind of, if you don't know what you're doing, it's probably best to let the expert do it.
Absolutely. And I think it's the excitement of it all. You know, somebody buys a new accessory and they're just so excited. They got to get it on there before they go out this weekend. But then they don't realize that it might not work.
Right.
And like I said earlier, you know, it's certain minor things like changing a drain plug or, you know, something like that. I can understand somebody want to do that.
Right.
But when it gets into the complicated stuff, you know, you really should let the experts take care of it.
There you go. That's good advice, man. That's good advice. Man, I appreciate you calling in today, Charles, and I'm glad you're doing so well. And, just happy for you.
Absolutely. You know, I was a, you know, obviously we just mentioned the longest term student, and you know, it didn't even feel like school. I really enjoyed it. So anybody listening, that's on the fence about going, highly recommend getting into Mr. Smith's class. Very thorough teacher and really easy to work with. So
I appreciate
actually
that.
Have a friend that just started this week. He's one of the new students you were speaking of.
So. Yep. Cool. Yeah. Yep. Charles recommended him and even brought him by my class to show him around.
Awesome.
And then Charles wanted to come back to class. So I got a lot of new stuff, right, Charles?
Yeah, I did notice.
Yep. So, yeah.
Definitely. Well, Charles, thank you so much. Great to hear from you today.
Yeah, you as well. I'll talk to you soon, Mr.
All right,
Smith.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Right, yeah, 437-1620. Call or text the Boat Smart here on Pensacola's expert panel, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
That's cool. All right, so we got another one. You're good.
Okay, we're good for right now.
Sounds great. So we were talking about Amelia's little comment, and then this was during What Did You Learn? We did What Did You Learn last night, and I think the funny thing about What Did You Learn is the new students, they don't know what to expect during What Did You Learn, you know. And I actually had a student last night. He goes, Mr. Schmidt, can I use the whiteboard? I'm like, that's never happened before. Sure you can, right? So he said, okay, well, don't call me first because I got a lot of prep to do up here. So he's up there drawing a wiring schematic and doing some troubleshooting on the whiteboard. When he gets done, he talks to students about what he drew on the whiteboard, and it was a battery switch and an isolator, and he was explaining how to troubleshoot and stuff. So I thought that was pretty cool that he gave a lesson in my class. So he may be the future Mr. Schmidt. You know, you never know, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
He could be, you know, but he enjoyed doing that. And so, you know, coming into my class in there and teaching other students. I mean, that it doesn't get any better than that. So he did that. And during What Did You Learn? And then Chris, who is another part-time student in my classroom, he's been around a little bit. You know, in a career in a tugboat captain and ship captains, and he does all the stuff, offshore stuff. And so he's got a lot of, you know, stuff in the marine industry that he can apply to the classroom as well. And last night he was saying that you should have good business partners in our industry. And also, as you go through this class, you need to think about your connections in this classroom, the connections that we are making out in the industry with welding companies, our welders next door at our school, upholstery people and stuff like that, because the people in our industry that do the work that we don't do, like welding, upholstery, fiberglass, they're going to be there for you when you need help, and you should make good relationships with those people, as well as making good relationships with fellow students in a class. Like Charles just called and said that he has his own business, and you never know when you may be out in the field working your business or another at another location, and you may need some help from Charles. So making these connections as you go through my class with business partners and things like that will help you down the road. I was talking to my students last night as we were talking about this, and I was talking about Hurricane Ivan when Ivan came through, and you remember everything was destroyed, right? Well, it probably took out 70% of my customer base at that time.
Oof.
So here I am, a business owner, and 70% of my customer base is gone, as well as my house was damaged and all this stuff that we're dealing with, and now we got no business because of what was going on. Nobody was thinking about boating for a long time, right?
Right.
And people don't think about it. I hear people say, well, what we need is a good hurricane. And I'm like, we never need a good hurricane.
No.
You know, I can't even fathom somebody saying that. But what happened in that situation was I had a lot of people that I sublet to. I had fiberglass people, upholstery people, these companies that lifted boats like Boat US and those kind of places that I used to use with my business. I would sub work out to these companies. Well, at the time I was an insurance repair center for a large insurance company as well. And what happened was when that hurricane came through, I was able to actually set up the work because a lot of the customers had insurance to this company, right? Well, there really wasn't engine work to do, but there was a lot of fiberglass repairs, a lot of trailer work, a lot of boat hauling, about that kind of stuff. So what happened that they came through me, Progressive Company came through me, and what we did was we sublet everything out, and of course that was able to keep my payroll going because I was able to sublet out all my work because it wasn't nothing I could do because I don't do fiberglass repair. I didn't do that type of work. I didn't do, you know, these repairs that need to be done after a hurricane. But what I did was I had a very good relationship with people out in the industry, and that helped me to keep my business open because I was able to sub it out and make money basically off of them because I had to do all the paperwork portion of it. So you get a percentage of that, right? So we were explaining to my students last night that that's a reason to have good connections in the industry.
Right.
It's also good to have those type of connections because sometimes you just may not know the answer to something. Maybe you're struggling with an engine or something. And I remember back in the old days, we didn't have Google and
right.
We didn't Facebook or whatever you have, all these different internet sites. And I wasn't able to go on there. But what I did have was a phone in my shop. And I wouldn't hesitate to call another technician at another shop and say, hey, I'm running into an issue over here. And have you ever seen this?
Right.
You know? And they say, yeah, well, I had that problem a few months ago, and this is what I found. And we were willing to work with each other. And even though they were a competition business, they didn't mind working with me because eventually
you were going to send them
they're
something.
They're going to need me, right? Right?
Yep.
So that's how it works, you know? So I thought that was good advice that Chris gave last night about, you know, making connections and making the students understand that as we go through this process of learning, as we get out in the industry, we need to keep our connections and we need to make friends with people that are parts of our business, but not in our business that we do, repairing engines and things like that. So just good advice coming from students and seeing the great stuff they talk about on each other, you know,
that's
stuff
great.
Like that. So it's just, and then we're at the end of the show already.
Man.
I say it every week.
That was the quickest one yet, I think.
It was quick.
That went by very quickly.
Well, thanks for the phone call. Thank you all for listening. And we'll be back next week with Boat Smart.
All right. Stephan Schmidt, Marine Service Instructor over at George Stone Technical College. Key Marine, great sponsor of the show. Thank you so much. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week, buddy.
I'll be back here.
All right.